As discussion continues on possible military intervention in Iraq, the war on terrorism continues at home and abroad. A significant weapon in that war is the USA Patriot Act, signed into law in October. Among other things, it gives the FBI new powers to search all kinds of records, including websites someone logged onto at a computer, at a library, or school. The FBI has to get a special subpoena to do this, but it doesn't need to name a specific suspect. A recent survey by the University of Illinois found the FBI has contacted 85 public libraries. NPR's Nancy Solomon visited one of those libraries in Paterson, New Jersey.
Paterson is home to the country's second largest Arab community, so it didn't surprise librarian Cindy Cizak when FBI agents visited in the weeks after September 11th, asking if any of the suspects held a library card there. They also seized two computers that the public uses to connect to the internet. Cizak says when the computers were returned, the agents said nothing about what they had found or what they had done.
They had partitioned the hard drive, and you can do that and sort of like track things more easily. But we undid that. I mean, we have people who have the expertise who could say, well, wait a second, what did they do to this hard drive?
In the Paterson computer room, the dozen terminals are a beehive of activity. It's a hot summer day, and fans blow the warm air around. Jay Arrington, a 45-year-old poet, uses the internet here to research graphics and check his website and email for his greeting card business. He says he's not too concerned about the FBI looking at his email or internet searches. He's African American, and he says he can empathize with the charge of racial profiling. Yet Arrington says he understands why the FBI would target the Arab community in his town.
It wasn't a Caucasian or an Italian or a black man that committed the acts. So you generally, if you want pickles, you don't go look in an apple barrel, you go look in a pickle barrel. But I hope that they do it with a level head and they don't get overzealous and you know, harass people unnecessarily and just because they are who they are.
Other library users are more concerned. 22-year-old Alfonso Diaz uses the computers here to keep abreast of technology changes and look for a job. He can't imagine the FBI would be interested in his research, but he doesn't like the idea of being watched.
This world is getting so smaller with the internet and stuff, so it looks like anything you do, they can just come in there anytime and boom, come and just explore anytime they want. And he's kind of missing people's privacy.
Of course, the Paterson incident happened before the FBI got its new powers, and it focused on specific suspects. Now the FBI can snoop through library records without being limited to a particular person. Mark Grash is a security consultant who used to work in the Computer Crimes Unit of the Department of Justice. He says an FBI search of a library computer is very powerful. It can yield all sorts of detailed information, even if it's been deleted.
And what it can tell you is what files were accessed, what internet web pages did somebody go to. Sometimes it can tell you what user IDs and passwords somebody used. Not only that, but it can tell you down to the millisecond what time a file was created, what time somebody looked at a file.
Rash says the FBI can tell whether a library user has looked for information on, say, flight training and nuclear fission, and then returned a while later to look for the Quran. And that's just what troubles Jim Dempsey of the Center for Democracy and Technology in Washington. He says library users' web searches might be based on a moment's curiosity, but it could pull an innocent person into an investigative rat hole.
A rat hole of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, of misleading inferences drawn from information about guilt by association.
Dempsey is also bothered by the secrecy surrounding these investigations. The USA Patriot Act makes it illegal for librarians or anyone else contacted by the FBI in a terrorism investigation to speak about it. Assistant Attorney General Viet Dinh says the secrecy and the surveillance are needed to fight terrorism.
What we seek to do is not to balance security against liberty, but rather our objective is very clear. We seek to protect the liberty of law-abiding citizens by providing security so that those freedoms can be expressed.
The librarians want to protect their users' freedoms, too. The American Library Association is telling its members to keep as few records as possible. Some are dispensing with computer sign-up sheets or backup computer tapes. And they're educating librarians how to be prepared if and when the FBI comes to call. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, Paterson, New Jersey.